Good morning. We are Maseches Brachos and Perek Ches, Mishnah Zayin. This Mishnah is a Mishnah which is unfortunately relevant in too many cases because of the lifestyle that we live. And people are always on the go. People are always busy doing things. So people sit down. You sit down to eat, and then the phone rings, or a baby starts crying, or you get a text, or something happens, you get up, someone knocks at the door. But the bottom line is, Misha achal v'shachach v'lo berach. Guy sat down to eat lunch, the next thing he knew, it was a few hours later, and he didn't bench. So we're going to see what happens if it's a few hours later. But in this case, the person left. He ate his lunch, or he ate breakfast, and he forgot to bench, and he left the house. The question is, what does he do now? Now that he's no longer at home, can he just bench where he is? Does he have to go back home? So Misha achal v'shachach v'lo berach. A person ate, but he forgot and did not bench. V'shami omru yachzir l'mekom v'ivarech. You can get back into the car and go back home to the place where you ate, and you should bench in that location. Yeshila omrim yivarech b'mekom shnisgar. No need to go back home. You can just bench where you are. So that's the halacha with regard.
Bishamai
is of the opinion he has to go back home. Bishillel is of the opinion he could stay where he is and just bench where he is. So again, this is talking about where it's still the time to bench. Guy ate lunch and he got a phone call. He's talking on the phone and he realized he has to go to work. And while he's talking on the phone, he leaves the house and goes to work. And as he sits down at his desk, he says, you know what? I ate a nice breakfast this morning, but I didn't bench. So there's a machlokas, a dispute between the school of Shammai and the school of Hillel. What does he have to do? Does he have to go back home to bench, or he could just bench where he is? Now, that's question number one, location. Question number two is, ad ema sayim avarech. For how long can a person bench? So a person left the house, or a person's still at home, but he didn't bench in the right time. And now he realizes sometime after he finished eating, he did not bench yet. So for how long can he still go back and bench for a meal that he ate? So the Mishnah answers, Ad kedei shi'is akel amazim b'meyav, until the point where the food gets digested. In other words, what that means is, what? Yeah, possibly. But the truth is, although it says until the food gets digested, you don't have to be a scientist. What it means is, until, for as long as you still feel full, you still feel satisfied from the food that you ate. So since this Mishnah is the Mishnah that has a lot of relevance, and unfortunately it happens, you don't have to admit if it happened to you, but unfortunately it happens occasionally that people sit down to eat and they forget to bench. So we'll go through some of the halachas, what it says in Shulchan Aruch, with regard to the lamaisa of how a person should practice in such a situation. So in Siman Kuf Pei Dalet, by way of background, the Gemara discusses this, and the Gemara says that this machlokas is very limited, because everybody agrees, both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, but are in agreement that you should not get up. You sit down to eat. In other words, schedule yourself. It's time to eat breakfast now. You sit down, you eat, you finish eating, you bench, then you go on. That's the way a person's supposed to eat. He sits down, he eats, before he gets up, he benches. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. Misha achal b'mkom echad, person eats in one place, tzarech levarech kodem shiakum b'mkom. Before he leaves, he should bench. So everyone agrees with that. Both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel are in agreement that a person should bench l'chatchila where he is. No one says that you could just eat in one place and then travel around and say, you know what, an hour later, I'll just bench, despite the fact that I'm in a different location. Everyone agrees you should bench in the same place. If a person forgot, Mechaber continues in Shulchan Aruch, v'im yatzim imakama v'lo berach. Now the person didn't do that. Say he got a phone call, say a baby started crying, or he went outside to the neighbor, whatever it was, he left. Simai b'mezit, if he did it intentionally, in other words, he knew he was supposed to bench, but he decided not to bench, and he left. So then, yachzim imakama v'ivarech. He has to go back and bench, according to everybody. Go back where you ate and bench. Bim berach, bim kom shnizka yotza. if he didn't go back. So we know we have the opinion of Beis Hillel, that he's allowed to bench wherever he is. He's Yatza. He has fulfilled his obligation of benching. So again, L'chatchila, eat and bench. You didn't eat and bench. So now, if you intentionally left without benching, you should go back home. Now, you intentionally left without benching, and now you're in a different location. You're supposed to go back home, but you don't. You bench in your office. Yatza. You have fulfilled your obligation of benching. However, in this case, the Rama... Beis Shammai says he has to go back home. Beis Shammai's opinion has to go back. Beis Shammai, Omrim Yachzim Kama Vivarech. Beis Shammai is the more stringent opinion in this case. It says you always have to go back. The Gemara actually discusses it. And there's a back and forth where Beis Hillel says to Beis Shammai, so you mean to say if a person lives in the top building of a huge apartment building, he goes all the way down, he has to go walk all the way back up to the top floor? And Beis Shammai says to him, and what if he left his money there? Would he not go back and get it? Now the Rama sticks in over here, V'dafka l'dasa Rambam. This is according to the opinion of the Rambam, l'dasa Rosh, the spirit of the Da'afa Shogu Yachzim Kom L'chatchil B'mezid Apidyevel Lo'yotza. So we didn't see a distinction in the Mishnah between a person doing it intentionally and doing it unintentionally, but the Rishonim do differentiate between someone who intentionally leaves and someone who mistakenly leaves. He forgot. So the Rama points out that it's not so clear that if a person left intentionally, that he will have fulfilled his obligation to bench if he benches in his office. Now, continues the Mechaber, Vim Hayiv Shogeg, if he left by mistake, he forgot to bench, and he didn't realize he had to bench, then he left. Lo Rambam Yivarach Bemkom Shenizgar, according to the Rambam, the person can bench wherever he is. There's a machlokas Rishon whether he has to go back and bench or not. Says the Mishnah Brura. He writes in Siv Katan, hey, leaning halacha. The bottom line, halachically. Yeskimu achronim. The achronim have come to a general opinion. Dein tzarech levarech, lachzu levarech, afilo hay bemezid ba'alichu ba'bracha. Even if a person intentionally left, a person is allowed to bench where he is. However, he writes in Sifkat and Zayin, the Kasvu HaAchronim, even though halachically, Me'ikar Adin, a person can bench wherever he is, does not have to go back home. Nevertheless, the Kasvu HaAchronim, the Kei Nachon Linhog L'maisa, a person should be Noheg, like the last opinion that we said, Im Lo Shushas Hadchakt Azu Chalisma Chasvar Rishona, a person should try to go back to the place where he ate, and he should make it a point to do that. He ate wherever he ate, he's supposed to bench there. If he left, he should go back home to bench. And if he can't, if it's the Shas HaDchak,
suppose he can't get back within 72 minutes.
Yeah, that would be considered a Shas HaDchak. So that's an extraordinary circumstance. He's going to lose his benching. If you won't be able to get back within the 72 minutes, we didn't mention 72 minutes yet, but that's the general amount of time that it takes for food to be digested. A person no longer feels satiated from his meal. So then that would be a Shas HaDchak if he should bench where he is. The hall benching. Amid Oraisa, right. So what? But there's no difference. Person still has to bench the whole bench. Again? Why would you want to do them where you are? I mean, halachi is allowed to. Again? Right. Oh, so you, in other words, you're at your table, and you're in a rush. I think you have to fit in the last bracha. I think you'll be able to fit in the last bracha. Because the truth is that even, it's interesting, with the halachas of benching, if you look farther in this simen, second, in Sif Dalet, it says, Achal, a person ate ve'ena yodea in berach bechas amazel. It's not sure if he benched. He forgot. It also happens sometimes. A person needs to bench again. A person is not sure if he benched or not. he has to bench again. So now with regard to your point, the Mishnah Berurah writes, Hainu kol birkas hamazon, af bracha revi'ish in elamid rabbanon, ki hech lel zazuleba. The halacha is that the fourth bracha generally follows along with the first three. Even though the first three are biblical, and the fourth one is rabbinic, nevertheless, when we obligate a person to make the first three, we throw the fourth one in it as well, so we shouldn't be mezalzel in the bracha. So we generally treat the four brachas of Birkas Hamazon with the same.
In effect, you'd be yotzeh. He's just saying, because he's studying the derisa, he's just not complying with the
rabbanon. Yeah. But still, because we don't want to be mezalzel, we don't want to denigrate the...
Understood.
Right.
Understood. But at least I don't think you can do that deliberately and say, I'm only saying the first three or four brachas.
Right, exactly.
And I'm done. I don't think you can
right.
do that.
Yeah, but the truth is correct. He will fulfill his biblical obligation of benching if he says the first three.